for example, I went to the Title I coordinator and said, can I use my title money differently? And she said no. And it wasn't because she was trying to be mean or restrictive or anything. She was just like, no. She didn't know of the waivers. They were very new at the time. Didn't know that higher officials in the district would support a waiver, et cetera. So that was like kind of obstacles similar to those in all areas. So in ELL, this dance I had to do with DPI, who was the DPI ESL coordinator, still is, really agreed philosophically of the direction we were heading. But the statutes are written such that there's not really much wiggle room in there. So we had to figure out how, like, and I couldn't really talk to him directly about it, so I had to have somebody else kind of talk to him and find out. Because I wanted him to send a letter saying that what we were doing is okay. He couldn't do that. What he could do was we could send a letter to him saying, this is what we're doing. And he could send a letter saying, basically, great, good luck. But it was this real dance that we did to try to facilitate change without breaking the rules or screwing up the statutes and screwing up our funding streams from DPI to the district and all that kind of stuff.